So finally this hour, the power of controversial books and movies to inflame religious communities around the world has been well demonstrated with writer Salman Rushdie's The Satanic Verses or Mel Gibson's film Passion of the Christ. But it's a global political crisis that seems to be greeting Sony Studios' North Korea takedown comedy The Interview with Seth Rogen and James Franco. Sony has had to cancel its New York premiere in the face of a hacking war and a declaration from North Korea's state-run KCNA news agency that the film itself is an act of war. It's about a fictional talk show host interview of a lifetime with the leader of North Korea.
The CIA would love it if you two could take him out.
Hmm?
Take him out.
Take him out.
Like for drinks?
No. Take him out.
Take out. Like to dinner?
Take him out to a meal?
Take him out.
Like on the town?
Party?
No, take him out.
You want us to assassinate the leader of North Korea?
Yes.
What?
Well, for weeks, Sony Studios have been reeling from a hack attack that seemed to be linked to the movie rollout. There's evidence suggesting that the North Korean government could be involved. This week, the hackers promised a bitter fate to those who attend any screenings of The Interview, which opens officially next week. Is this an outrageous act of terrorism by backers in support of a brutal dictatorship, attacking the madness of North Korea with satire? Or is it exploitation of the enslaved people of North Korea in questionable taste? Here is writer and North Korean critic Suki Kim, who expresses a sadness that Hollywood seems to believe that North Korea is always fair game for laughs.
I don't know what makes it okay to make jokes about a Gulag nation where 25 million people are being held hostage. The funny hairdo of Kim Jong-un and Kim Jong-il, I don't really care. And North Korea hack Sony's or not? I mean, I would guess probably not. But I don't know why that's also funny.
That's Suki Kim, author of Without You, There Is No Us. She spoke to the program earlier this month. Well, nobody is laughing in Hollywood right now, that's for sure. I'm joined by Sharon Waxman, founder and editor-in-chief of TheWrap.com, which has been all over this story. She joins us from Los Angeles. Sharon, is everyone's head in a bag out there in Hollywood right now?
Well, I think it's people have just felt under siege, really, for the past 3 weeks. And it's just been in the grip of confusion and fear and speculation and anger. It's just been this really unprecedented kind of experience. And as the weeks have gone by, the days have gone by, there has been increasing evidence that North Korea is, in fact, behind this. Because I think there was first like a, you know, cognitive dissonance, like, could that be that? No way, that there's no, that's not possible. But wait a minute, it could be. And the evidence has slowly been coming in. They're finding code that's in Korean. And basically, when we got a letter from Sony's lawyer this week saying that we needed to stop publishing anything of the leaked information that had come, it acknowledged that that was what they believed to be the motive behind it and is this movie, The Interview. So that's been just it's a game changing moment, I think.
Right.
The idea that this something like this could happen.
The story has shifted to the distributors and the actual theater owners who have to make the decision now whether to show the movie or not. Right.
Well, yesterday was just an incredible day. Among the things that happened was that the hackers put out yet another data dump, this time with the emails of the CEO of Sony Pictures, Michael Lenton, all of his emails. And with that, the threat to conduct some kind of 9/11 attack on theaters if they, in fact, show the movie as planned on Christmas Day. And so both Sony and the theaters now have to make that decision. And what started happening yesterday evening is that one chain, the first one, in my view, because I think it's going to be a series after that, pulled the movie. Carmike Theaters, which is a southern chain, said they are not going to show the movie. And as you mentioned, they've canceled the premiere at a Landmark Theater in Soho in New York. And the ArcLight chain, our information is that here in Los Angeles has also canceled it. So that's what's happening now.
And, you know, you are a former Middle East correspondent and you've covered terrorism. In a sense, the way you're describing this hack, the effectiveness of the hack lends credence to the 9/11 threat, correct? And that's what's inflaming the fear here.
Well, yeah, I mean, they have delivered on their threats up to now. So I think it would be absolutely irresponsible to not take seriously the possibility that something really bad could happen, right? I mean, what would happen if who knows? They've promised a Christmas gift on Christmas Day. Now they promised a 9/11 attack. It's unlikely that they could do anything actually violent. But on the other hand, they have delivered, again, as I say, all along over the past 3 weeks. And they had warned Sony before they did the hack on November 24th. They had warned them that something was coming on three or four other occasions throughout the year.
Did anything like this happen in the rollout of Team America? The parody of North Korea, that puppet movie that came out a decade ago?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, I remember I was on the set of that movie and I did a very big piece about it with Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the guys behind South Park who did that movie. That's a very different thing. That did make fun of Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un's father, but it was a puppet. And remember, that movie really was about parodying and skewering America and American arrogance in how
right.
we conduct our foreign affairs.
I
mean, the difference here also, John, is that it's the first time that I can recall that there's actually the depiction of the assassination of a living sovereign leader who also happens to be a psychotic dictator besides that.
Right. Do you think there's an element here that this is a Japanese-owned studio? And that Hollywood seems to think that North Korea, under any circumstances, is fair game for laughs, and somebody wants to put a stop to it, and that doesn't justify terrorism by any means.
I don't think that anybody in Hollywood thinks North Korea is fair game for anything. I don't think it registers on the radar. Seth Rogen and James Franco thought that this would be funny, and Seth has been asked a number of times in interviews, why did you choose not to fictionalize the character? And his answer, I saw him on Colbert a couple nights ago, was like, we sort of thought, why should we? You know, like, why cut the guy some slack? The difference here is that it is possible that there is a heightened sensitivity on the part of North Korea because Sony is a Japanese corporation and they have a history of tension between those two countries and they are aware that Sony is a Japanese-owned corporation. But on the other hand, it's possible that it's not about a studio or Hollywood wanting to focus on North Korea. I just think it's a little bit of a failure to take the measure of what kind of global world we're living in now.
Indeed, and that there are 25 million people being held hostage in North Korea, and that is the reality, whatever the script says in the movie The Interview. Sharon Waxman, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Sharon Waxman is the founder and editor-in-chief of TheWrap.com.